Honorary Award with another Eye on Art. Sometimes people ask, why is art so expensive? Well, it depends on what art you're talking about. Picasso, Van Gogh. Yeah, sometimes you're talking about some of the 10,000 or so most famous and respected objects in all of human creation. You want Monet's water lilies? Or the Hope Diamond, or an inverted Jenny postage stamp for that matter, you're going to pay. At that level, there are institutions and one percenters with the funds to bid against each other and get whatever they want. If there is demand and willing buyers, there are big prices. That goes for whatever a big collector wants. We don't seem to worry so much about a Rolls Royce or a mint-condition Superman number one comic book having a big price tag. There's also the investment angle. With blue chip art, yes, that stockbroker's phrase is used in the art world. Almost always, the price goes up. So $300,000 paid for a Warhol in 1975 suddenly seems like a good deal when it resells in 1990 for $4 million. What about the mere 4-, 5-, and 6-figure art like we see at commercial galleries and cities? Why is that so expensive? Well, it is in a gallery. We can assume that the ongoing competition among artists to obtain precious gallery wall space, at least when the competition hasn't been corrupted by nepotism and such, has winnowed out the weaker artists and left the better ones to show in galleries. So one hopes, anyway. Well, presumably there's a quality element in the price. But the big factor is this. It is in a city gallery. Therefore, city rent. Floor space costs. So unless the gallerist owns the building or is doing a loss leader sale just to get people in the door, the art has to be 4 figures just for the gallery to survive. The money for that gallery to pay that 4- or 5-figure rent comes from the 50% they take when something sells. Cheap art means galleries go out of business. At street fairs like Waynesboro's Fall Foliage Festival or the Crozet Arts and Crafts or Stanton's Art in the Park, prices drop. Partly that's because the artist is selling directly, so there isn't an extra 50% gallery cut added on. But at the street fairs, the artist is bearing the expenses herself. The display equipment, the travel, the motel, the $4 gas, the setup fees, which are hundreds of dollars. Paint and canvas and photo printing and frames aren't cheap either. At those street fairs, an artist might need to sell 3 or 4 originals at around $500 just to break even. Okay, so that's why art, by real artists, is so expensive. Ahead on The Spark, Martha Woodruff's talk with poet Nathaniel Perry of Farmville.
After a break, do stick around.